Okay, we're on. Who's going to start off reading today?
She's on your
left. You want all of you jump at once?
No, I don't mind. I just,
doing a couple of things.
We should start off with the Swiss, yes. Start us off with a nice extent, yeah. Give that to Simone.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
What date do we have?
What date?
Thursday.
Fourth?
So this is Thursday, 4th of August.
Wait. Thursday, 4th. Oh, shoot.
The Gospel of Almanad.
Give me a second.
Almanad. Overture.
Hang on a second, Simone. Could you give us a second?
I like
that.
Overture.
Thank you.
It's a French word.
Give us an introduction again. Thursday, the 4th.
Thursday, the 4th August. It's my father's birthday.
2016.
We're reading Emergent Life 336, the Gospel of Almodad, Overture. 14. Following is an Eternal Life script written by Almodad, a respected and revered abiding being.
I don't hear me.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. It was too loud.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It will be followed by Chadadaya, an early abiding being, and then by the story of service who protected and expanded the Emergent Life Library for years. Then we will present the story of Rashid and Arif, the Grand Mistress and Julien, and several others. 15. Understanding as eternal being, the living and thinking must not only become an integral part of yourself and life and ways, but even greater, you must recognize your power to forgive your old self by actively and awarefully living as an eternal abiding being. So, enlivened abiding being is an act of forgiveness. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
You have your power to forgive your old self by actually working. Okay.
Okay. But putting the beliefs and presentations of emergent life into yourself and life depends upon you. We can guide you directly to your eternal abiding self and life through remembering and imagination. What's the difference between remembering and imagination?
Anybody?
Imagination.
Nothing.
What's that?
Pardon?
There
isn't much difference
in
this particular situation. Okay. It's kind of like the same.
But continuing the promise of that is wholly up to you. You must accept and follow the abiding self and life, emergent life, guide you to. No one can help you in that. We can only reveal the profound beliefs and understandings about life and well-being we have lived and taught for years with great success and well-being, and know to be true. Number 1. The universe simultaneously adjusts to accommodate you and all things in harmonized balance at all times. If even 1 minute particle of the universe were out of the harmony or balance, that alone would annihilate the universe. Your body, mind, abiding spirit are always in balance and harmony. All disease and illness reveal the harmony and balance you are living.
You guys understand that one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
How?
Whatever, you're never not in harmony with yourself, so illness, disease shows the harmony you are living, the well-being you are living.
You're never in harmony with yourself?
No, never not in harmony.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did I say that? I meant in my mind, it was very clearly not in harmony with yourself.
So the diseases must be balancing out something.
No.
No. They're just revealing.
Showing the way and manner in which you are well-being.
So they're balanced out with your, what you're lacking.
No. No such thing.
No. Illnesses reveal the harmony and balance you are living.
They just reveal.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But maybe
it
doesn't
have to reveal. It's like saying there's no such thing as out of balance or out of harmony.
Yeah. Somebody help
me. Because they're balancing what you're not addressing.
No.
They're showing you.
The illness is an picturing how you're living actually right now.
It's the balance and harmony is a word that's commonly used, but in this particular case, if you're always
just go behind him.
There's never any unbalance. It's always. That's a long-standing verbal learning. There's no such thing as unbalance. There's no other force to be balanced. There's no duality to be out of balance with. There's no being, well-being. It's like saying that you're ill right now. You're just living your ill-being up here. And if you have a cold, you're living it down here. It's like temperature, that's all. Hello? Yeah, hi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat.
Sorry? Yeah, I was looking for Angela. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
She's not there.
It's her account. Maybe she hooked up with somebody last night. Since it's online.
She's by tied in on somebody's internet or something.
I have been.
Weird. It's a weird world.
Was she on her phone last night? Her iPad.
She said iPad last night.
Hopefully it didn't get stolen.
Oh.
If it is, then we're awakening the thief.
Then why would he answer it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe gave it as number out to his friend or something.
Phone again. Keep phoning him. Just bug him. Until you give the iPad back.
What does this say about how you're living your life, sir? Calling again.
Well, Susan, do you understand?
Well, yeah, I know. I like your guys' take on it, so I'm gonna just think about all that. But yeah.
Get back to us. So, what should we do? Should we keep reading, or it's going to be a straightforward story? I think we should just keep reading.
Well, wait till Misty comes back. Because Misty, wait for Misty to come back. If there's any typos that she can catch.
Good point. Okay. Always thinking ahead, there, Pat.
I think it's going to be a steam bath today.
Humid.
Hot and humid.
I'm looking at the sun coming through the trees and all that water we had last night. I think it's going to be a steam.
Well, there's no trades, yeah, really. I don't know if trades come over here.
Well, it's because of that the tropical storm that came through. It's
Darby.
Still
yeah, you're right.
It washed the bog out, though. It's so boggy yesterday. Oh.
Yeah. That was an amazing rain last night. Woke me right up.
Yeah. Sound me nice. Up twice.
Yeah. Very loud.
Not as loud in there because I got the wooden roof.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, it's Angela. Where's Glorious Head? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Bathroom.
Angela, who was that guy?
We're checking up on you.
We thought we'd wait for you to return at least to begin again.
Yeah, you're saying somebody else is getting your calls? Well, that's funny. We thought you hooked up last night. It's okay. You can tell us.
We didn't
judge.
Roger really wants to know who's sleeping with who.
With who?
With whom?
He always.
Dudley wants to know.
Okay, so we ready to keep going?
Right. Yes, we are.
All right. So, Angela, we just started Gospel of Almadad. We're on page 337. Passage 2. We just finished passage 1.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
2. Go.
Since death seems to be inevitable, it is possible you is it possible you are killing yourself a little each day through struggle and discontent and disappointment? So that when the time of your death comes, it won't be so difficult or such a loss.
Wow.
Your body take place you call
home.
Your body, the place you call home, thank you, will certainly decompose and die and take your personal self with it. However, you, as an emanation of your personal self, are emergent. And not composed. You will remain as you have chosen and lived in your body and life. 3. In fact, your body and life today clearly reveals and portrays the constituents you have personally chosen and lived in this lifetime. What choices have you obviously made? Have you chosen well? And as you truly desire to be and live eternally? 4. Like the self-replicating particle in the universe that replicates particles that replicate the original particle, you have chosen constituents that have emergently constituted you and will continue doing so. And you will abide in that.
That way.
Is it possible for you, 4, is it possible for you to consider that an environment of reality that is emergent from the constituents chosen and lived in this life formed yourself and life today and your eternal self and life? If so, then we shall present another view of the original Garden of Eden story as offered in the Bible. But remember, the original story is an incorrect depiction of your eternal self and life today as presented by religion. The Garden in Eden represents the eternal self and life you truly desire and is promised. But to have and continue that self and life, you must emergently create a body and way that is compatible with everlasting life, and life in that way to, and live in that way today, not later, and certainly not after death. So let's consider the Garden in Eden story from the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth and all things thereof, and blessed each of his creations. And when he was done, God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. Then God planted a garden, place of everlasting life, eastward, before the beginning, in Eden, the earth. And there he put a man and woman, whom he had formed out of the ground, stuff of eternal life on the earth. Oh, that's cool. Made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. And he also placed the tree of everlasting life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil at the center of the garden. And the Lord God commanded the man, Adam, saying, of every tree of the garden, even the tree of everlasting life, you manifest, mayest freely eat, but from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. From these words, it is obvious that this God did not want his creation to live by the fruits of good and evil judgments.
I have a question. Okay. Why would God have put a tree of knowledge of good and evil in his garden?
Why would he have done it?
Because man, in doing life, is going to go that way. In other words, it's representing that that's the nature of man, to put stuff into language and then say this is this, and a duality type situation. But if it weren't put there...
This is Ken's argument with Roger a couple weeks ago.
Oh, was it?
That there's... There, I've got another take on it, and that is that this is written in language. Yeah. Already, language was predominating.
That's what I'm saying. It's language.
And then the way they want to describe it is that because of language, it sees things as a duality. And the duality had to be...
We already fucked ourselves. You know, it's already there. Mm-hmm. We've already created good and bad, right and wrong, cause and effect. All of that is there. Do we have another option? We do. Mm-hmm. And that's what the story is talking about. Mm-hmm. There is another way.
Yep.
But what man has chosen, God,
yeah.
We, people, yep. Man, have chosen
things in opposition,
good and evil.
Yep.
Okay.
And the Lord commanded the man, Adam, saying, we did that already, huh?
No.
Good and evil. From these words, it is obvious that this God did not want his creature to live by the fruits of good and evil judgments. But as the story continues, Eve was tempted by the snake. She enticed Adam, and together they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Important point.
Together.
Hello there. Hang on for a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
And when God discovered what they had done, he declared sadly, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. For it distressed him to know that henceforth they would mistakenly see and judge everything in his universe of all goodness according to good and evil, which would bring them, and now you, constant sorrow. Understand, that is this story God represents your eternal awareness and realizations. God is not a being or separate entity or consciousness. God is a reminder of the eternal immortal condition of yourself.
So, the fact that God could be distressed, it distressed him to know that they would be mistakenly doing that. He is that, even outside of the knowledge of good and evil, he's still living the knowledge of good and evil.
Because he is us.
Yeah. So God is a reminder of the eternal immortal condition of yourself. Even in my eternal immortal condition of myself, I can live good and evil.
You can choose to do it at any time.
Yeah. So it's not a...
It's not an absolute once you go one way. No.
Yeah.
The tree is always going to be there. You can always eat of the fruits of good and evil. Always.
Okay. Obviously, God, not wanting Adam and Eve to live in sorrowful judgment, was why he commanded them not to eat the fruits from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which would bring them constant sorrow, as judgments do today. Was why he commanded them not to eat from the tree. But having done so, he, as a loving awareness, would have to protect them, and that he did, by banishing them from the garden, from awareness of eternal abiding life. God did not prevent Adam and Eve from returning to the garden of eternal life, of all godness on earth, goodness on earth. For he only placed cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep, protect, the way of the tree of everlasting life. So Adam and Eve, while living by the fruit judgments of good and evil, could not eat from the tree of everlasting life, which would have kept them in sorrow and discontent of judgments forever and ever. God's banishing Adam and Eve from the garden of everlasting life was not punishment for
disobedience.
For that,
retribution
was self-inflicted every day as Adam and Eve and you continue living life of judgment and sorrow. And though Cain and Abel and you to live by those fruits of sorrow and everlasting discontent as well. From this point on, Genesis 4 to the end, the Bible only portrays the constant struggles of living by good and evil judgments, the fear and unknown of death, the loss of abiding awareness, and loss of living and experiencing your eternal self and life, a notable role in the universe. Five. Despite appearances and what has been declared for centuries and centuries, dying is not a natural process of life. Even though it is frequently said that to everything There is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to be died.
Everybody join in.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
We should
that...
make a musical out of this whole thing. Wouldn't
Misty,
that be funny?
Misty, just edit. Is it under the heaven or under heaven? Oh, you got, is there an extra the in there?
In the song, it's under heaven. But...
Yeah, I think in the Bible, it's under the heaven.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it was plural, the heaven. Okay. Okay.
Don't you believe this? Everything in your life happens if it happens in your time. So stop waiting for death to happen to you. For abiding emergent life is a natural process of life in the earth plane. And though you don't realize it, death is self-inflicted. Woo! Okay.
Woo!
If you don't believe an action in you, yes, you may bring yourself and life to an end and discover too late that your life meant very little. 6. Do not find yourself Do you find yourself wondering more deeply or asking more frequently? What is the meaning and purpose of life? And what will my life mean? Will my life serve as a useful and lasting purpose? Am I living wisely, usefully, meaningfully? Does your life seem empty, without any real or lasting purpose? Maybe it even appears a little foolish, devoid of much real meaning or significance. It is the awareness of death becoming heavier and closer.
Hang on. Pause.
The book is on the floor.
It's okay, he's got it. He's got it. Chair's right here, right behind him, so we're good to sit. There you go. Pat, I'm getting back.
Well, when I work those, I'm really worrying about it.
What are you worrying about?
I said I run over toes.
Oh, no.
Your toes.
No, you didn't. You run over the...
I didn't say I worried about it. I said I do like run right over toes without worrying about it.
Okay. Where's the reader?
With that cursor.
Don't put this behind you in the room, okay?
It's like... Are you switching pages? It's only going page to page.
That one?
I'm using the up-down arrow.
Yes.
And I would like it to just to scroll up gradually.
And
the page break, it's doing a page at a time.
Oh, no kidding. I don't know.
You're managing
the page. Push it closer to the table, yeah, because I moved the chair up.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Spot.
Show next. Page, right arrow. Left arrow.
And a red pen over there. Anything else? It's behind the cup. Sorry. Can't get these cups out of the way.
Done with them.
Well, this one. Are you done with these, Rod? This one's empty. This one has stuff in it. I don't know what's in it.
Could be juice.
I think that's from last night.
Oh, give me
green stuff.
Yeah, from last night.
Green stuff from last night, not needed today. Do you want some water? Ice water?
Show next but wash out the cup.
Show previous.
Yeah, I was just gonna get a fresh cup actually.
And I do this.
Yeah, that's what I had earlier, and now it's changed.
You
pain in the butt because sometimes it flips back to the first page.
That's done it occasionally for me. I wonder how that happens.
Little pause here.